Hi, today's daf is dedicated by the Gershuni family, Le'ilu Nishmas Moshe ben David and Rivka bas Ephraim Leib, and celebrating the first birthday of Emuna Rivka Gavze. Okay, today's daf is Yerushalmi Rosh Hashanah daf Yud Ches, as we start the third parak of Maseches Rosh Hashanah, parak Re'uhu Bezdin. So the Mishnah starts off by having one more Mishnah relating to Kiddush HaChodesh, and the mitzvahs, related to that event. Re'u Bezdin v'chal Yisrael nechkerei de'ha'idim. So let's assume that this is three different cases. Re'u Bezdin, the whole Bezdin saw the moon. V'lo chal Yisrael, or all of chal Yisrael saw the moon. Or nechkerei de'ha'idim, or the Edim came and they were cross-examined, but in all these cases, they didn't finish. V'lo espiku lomar mekudesh ashachashecha. They didn't get to say mekudesh until it was dark already, meaning at the end of day 30. Day 30 could turn into day 1. But if not, then day 31 is going to be day 1. So in all these cases, Bezdin saw, or everybody saw, and they already knew that it was going to be the Rosh Chodesh, but they didn't get to say, the Rosh Bezdin didn't get to say Mekudash, didn't get to say that declaration that today is Rosh Chodesh, so too late, Hareze Me'ubar. It's Me'ubar, and therefore it's a 30-day month. You didn't get to change day 30 into day 1, so we say day 30 stays day 30, and the next day, day 31, is really going to be the first of the next month. We'll talk about that. Let's just finish the Mishnah. Re'u Bezdin Bilvad. What if Bezdin is the only one that saw the moon? Nobody else was out at that time. Bezdin is the only one that saw the moon, and it was nighttime. It was nighttime. And as we will learn, the Kabbalah's Eidus has to be done by day, because it has the din of Mishpat. So it has to be by day. So the only ones that saw, and they saw it at night, as the Pnei Moshe explains in the last Pnei Moshe towards the bottom. Ru'u Bezdin Bilvad. Hachmet Siyasa Bebezdin Shal Chav Gimel Ma'iri. We're talking about the Bezdin of 23. Not a Bezdin. The Bezdin Shal Shlosha B'Seifa. We'll see. That's going to come up later. Ru'u Bezdin V'Hacha Kamashpalan. Da'afa B'Yishah Kol Bezdin Shal Sedej Gador Ru'uhu. Even though that the whole Bezdin saw, Afilu Hachi Tzorach She'yamdu Shnayim V'Yidu Lefneihem. But what do? You have to take two out of those Dayanim, and they will testify in front of the others. They saw it at night. Because if it was daytime, just announce. Because this is the time where the din can, the Kiddush HaKodesh should be done. But since it was nighttime, said you can't do it at night, then you have to wait till the day. And by day, you need two of them to function as the Edim and the rest as Mekablam. So that's what the Mishnah says. Yamdu shnayim v'yaidu lifnehem. Two of them will testify to the other ones and say mekudash mekudash, to say it is sanctified. Mekudash mekudash. That's then, as we just said, that's talking about the Bezdin of 23. Ra'u shlosha v'hein Bezdin. If three people saw and they are Bezdin, we'll see, they are smuchin, they are Bezdin. So then what do? If there's only three altogether, so if you have two that are going to testify in front of the third, so that one, testifying in front of one, you need more than one to be a Bezdin. Right? The Karbat Eida points out that even though in other areas of halacha, sometimes you could have what's called a mumcha l'rabim, one. For dini mamonis cases, in certain times you could accept one, but not by Kiddush HaChodesh. Kiddush HaChodesh needs three. Yamdu shnayim, so what are the two out of the three? Function as the Edim, v'yoshivu mechavei rehem, eitz al hayachid, get two other people from outside and put them next to the third, v'yaidu, v'yoshivu, right, because dayanim have to be sitting, v'yaidu b'freihem, v'yomru, mekudesh b'kudesh, and they will testify, and then the answer will be mekudesh b'kudesh, that is sayidu v'yashena yachid ne'aman al yidei atzba, because one dayan can function in Kiddush HaChodesh. You see the top of the Karbat Eida. V'yafal gav de mumche don afilu yechidi. Even though when it comes to, let's say, dine mamonis, monetary law, sometimes you could have one expert dayan. Kiddush HaChodesh bidan shlosha. Kiddush HaChodesh is three. No, it doesn't matter how expert you are. The Bezdin has to be three. De'ein lecha mumcha l'rabim yosef Moshe Rabbeinu olav ha'shalom. Because after all, Moshe Rabbeinu was the greatest expert in the world. V'kam alei rachmana. What does the Torah say? Adi'ika aron ba'atcha. And you need Aaron with you. Our Moshe can't do it himself. He needs Aaron. Dichsiv v'yomer Shem Moshe al Aaron. Hachodesh hazeh lachem. Like we had some drushes earlier. Lachem to you in plural. Vein bezin shakel. So it's Moshe and Aaron, and then ein bezin shakel. You're not allowed to have an even number court. Umosiv analein orechad. So you add on one more. So three is the minimum that's needed. Therefore, you can't have one if you have a bezin of three. So two of them have to testify. They add on a couple of friends to the third, the middle case of Besdin sees it. They also have to do that, in this case. Let's go back to the first line. First of all, Re'u Besdin. As I mentioned at the end of the last year, what is this Mishnah doing here? Because starting with the next Mishnah, as we will see, this parak is all about shofar and Rosh Hashanah. And what we call Rosh Hashanah, right? The next Mishnah is going to be Kol HaShofaros K'sherin Chutz Mishal Para. So, why isn't this Mishnah part of the previous parak? The first two parakim are about Kiddush HaChodesh. And here, it's as if this Mishnah was forgotten. Says the Tiferes Yisrael. He has a little hakdama to the beginning of this parak. He says, Amar HaMafarish. Harbe Nitzta'arti. I had a lot of pain. Harbe Nitzta'arti. Lahavin. Lama Sakina Harifa. Paskal Mishnazos. Mi base Prakam Akodman. It's the language the Gemara uses sometimes. You took a sharp knife and you cut this Mishnah from the previous Prakim. Shemadabrim Kulam Bekidish Achodesh. Kimishnazu. Uma Shaichos Lamishnazu. Le, right, Lachabra in base Prakim Aboim. Shemadabrim Kulam Midine Shofar. Why is it that this parak is put with the following prakim? Really, it belongs with the earlier. So this is the only thing I can come up with, says the Tiferet Yisrael. Apima shekas of Rashi. Rashi says, on Daf Lamed, in here, in Rosh Hashanah, to bizman kiddush achodesh, kol mishachashecha, chaftes elul, nagubo kodesh v'chein lamachar kol hayom. So we know that in the days where they weren't sure when Edom were going to come, they had to be macherer. So they kept Lamed, they kept that day Rosh Hashanah. And then if the Edom came, great. And if the Edom didn't come, then the next day was going to be Rosh Hashanah. They just didn't know if Edom were going to come, and then it'll have been that they didn't keep the day of Rosh Hashanah. So that's what they used to do. Right? Nagu bo kodesh v'chein l'macher kol hayom d'shema yavo Edom adayin. Im kain asu kiddush v'spalu tfilas Rosh Hashanah v'taka b'shofar. On the 30th day, before the Edom came, and they don't know, they observed Rosh Hashanah. They made Kiddush. They davened Malchias according to Shofros. They blew Shofar. Ulahaki samach tana mishnazu etzal prakam abom the Maya Rosh Hashanah. That's why this is the transition. And the Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi put this with the following Mishnayos. Why? The Saka da dechamina the ilu ra'uhu bezdin v'chulu b'Rosh Hashanah. Kiva dechvar nagu bo kedushas Rosh Hashanah. Since, right, in these Mishnayos, Besdin already saw it. And everybody knows that today is going to be Rosh Hashanah. Right? Because everybody's been acting like Rosh Hashanah. Besdin saw it. So you might think they already know it. So the word got out. Ifarsama la milsa tve velo labrua. Right? Everybody knows that even if you didn't make it, right, you missed the deadline. Everybody knows. Everybody's been acting like Rosh Hashanah. They knew the whole Besdin saw it. Kamash malan afal pike. And if you didn't do makudash, it's too late. If you missed the deadline, it's going to be too late. Even though they acted like Rosh Hashanah and they blew shofar, right? That's the connection to the rest of the parak. Still, that's not good enough. If he didn't say lo espikol omer mekudesh, still harei zeh meubar, that's not going to be enough. Two other points on this Mishnah. Number one is the Turei Evan. Turei Evan, the Shagas Aryeh here says, remember we said the ceremony before was the Rosh Bezdin says mekudesh, but everybody else says mekudesh. Everybody else answers. So here the Mishnah says, "V'lois piku lomar mekudesh." It's only one mekudesh is ma'akev. What if you had mekudesh before shki and mekudesh after? So it sounds like from this Mishnah that all you need is the first. Says the Turei Evan here in the Shagas Aryeh, "Nirali hadalo tnan mekudesh beis pa'amim kidetani b'metzias of a seifa." Like it says later on in the Mishnah, "High time at tznan." Because we learned in the second parak, Rosh Besdin Omer Mekudesh V'chol Ha'am Onin Acharam Mekudesh. Everybody else answers that. V'nir Alim B'Gemara Midasid Mikroi Kodesh. Right? Everybody calls it Kodesh. Mishem Hachi. That's why here in the Reisha it just says, it's Me'ubar if you didn't get to say Mekudesh. Eino Ma'akiv L'Kiddush Ela Amiris Rosh Av Besdin Bilvad. The only thing that you got to do before Shkia is that first, when the Rosh Besdin says it. Sha'omer Mekudesh Pamachas. V'yamiris Kal Ha'am Sha'onin Acharam Mekudesh. Beis Pa'amim Eino Ma'akiv. When the whole Am answers the double Mekudesh Mekudesh, if you don't get that, that's okay. If you didn't get that before Shkia, it's still Mekudesh. Shari Gemar Din, Deboi Yom, Bekidesh HaChodesh, V'chul, and it continues. So he says that's the Diyuk in the first part of the Mishnah. If you didn't get the same Mekudesh, that's all you need. You don't need everybody else to say Mekudesh afterwards. Everything's main. But the Ritva here, asks, the first Ritva here in the beginning of the parak says, I don't know what the Rambam is talking about. I got a kasha on the Rambam. What did the Rambam say? The second Ritva. He says, V'tamahani ala Rambam. What does the Rambam say? The Rambam says that, let's say, Beis Din had a month that was 30 days, and they made the next day Rosh Chodesh. And then 2 weeks later, Be'edim show up in Beis Din and says, you know what? I broke my leg. I couldn't get here. I was trying to get here the whole time. Really? We saw the moon on day 30. So the past 2 weeks, you've been off, right? Really, day 30 should be day one. And it should be, you know, we didn't get here till now. The Rambam says, you give him a hard time. You give him a hard time because you don't really want to change things right now. But if after push comes to shove and you cross-examine them and you test them, it ends up that they're telling the truth, you change the month. You change the month. That's what the Rambam says. In Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh, Perek Gimel. He says, Tesvav, Bezdin Shiyashu Kolayim Shloshim, Velo Boe Dimish Kimu Beneshev Abra Ibru HaChodesh, V'achar Arba'a O Chamisha Yamim. After 4 or 5 days, question is where the Rambam got this from. But as the Rambam says, after 4 or 5 days, Bo Edim Rechokim. Edim came from far away. Veheidu Sharos HaChodesh Bezman Ushula Shloshim. They saw it on day 30. V'afilu Bo'u B'sof HaChodesh. Ma'aymin Aleihem Ayum Gadol. You scare them out of their wits. You give them a bit. You don't want to like change things right now. You're ma'ayim them. Umatrifam osam b'shelos. You give them really hard questions. Umatrichen aleim b'bedikos. Umedaktikin b'edusan. Umishtavlin bezdin shelo yikachu choder zeh. You really try not to change things. Hol v'yasi shmo me'ubar. Since shmo me'ubar. Since most, everybody knows. Everybody's been acting this way. So you try your best not to. But says the Rambam, v'im d'amdu ha'edim be'edusan, v'nim says mechuvenes, if it ends up that, they're telling the truth. If it ends up that you can't mess them up, v'ariya edim anashim yiduim unachonim, and they're trustworthy people, v'nechru ha'edus kara'ui, then the Rambam says, mekachin oso. Then you change it, even if it's day 20 right now, you make day 20 into day 19. That's what you do. V'chozun amonos oso ha'chodesh b'yom shloshim ho v'nira ha'reya ha'yareach b'lelo. That's the Rambam. Says the Ritva, what's our Mishnah talking about? What does our Mishnah say? If they mishkia, it's too late. Make it mubar. What do you mean if they mishkia? You can do it 2 weeks later. The Rambam says Edom could show up 2 weeks later and still make it mubar. So what's the Ritva I'm talking about? Says the Ritva, v'tabahani al Rambam. He quotes this Rambam, and then he says, v'nira midvarav shemekachin yom shloshim afilu b'sof ha'chodesh v'yavu v'shenasim mubar. U'masisim kasha li al atuva. The Mishnah says, if you mishki, it's too late. It's mubar. How can the Rambam say it? 2 weeks later, you can make it into a chaser. Question one. Question two, right? What did the, question two, what did our Mishnah say earlier? That Edim are allowed to be Mechal Shabbos, right? Getting there. Why? Because you only have like 24 hours to get there, right? B'shamahalech, yom alayla, yom chayim lezah Shabbos. But you're not Mechal Shabbos if it's going to take 3 days. What do you mean? According to the Rambam, don't be Mechal Shabbos ever. Just don't be Mechal Shabbos. Go a week later and you'll be Mekadesh Lechodesh. Must be no. He says, I don't know what the Rambam's talking about. The Ritva ends off. He does not give an answer to the Rambam. Again, the Rambam says you could be Makadish the Chodesh 2 weeks later when the Edom show up. Says Rebel Yashiv in his comments here on Rosh Hashanah. Why do I call it comments? Because that's what his Sfarim are called. Ha'aris. Ha'aris. That's the Rebel Yashiv Sfarim on all of these Sugyas and Shas. So Rebel Yashiv says, I'll answer both kashas. He says, Nira, Hadalo Kasha. When do we say that you're Mechalel Shabbos? You could be Mechalel Shabbos. It says, oh, only up to 24 hours. What do you mean? It could take 3 days. You're allowed to be Mechalel Shabbos if you could get there by today. That's what that Mishnah means. If you're going to take a week, you're right, you could go a week later, but you're not Mechalel Shabbos for that. Because you're not going to get there bismano anyway. So if you're not going to get there bismano, that's what the Rambam means. Then based on the Mishnah, you're not Mechal Shabbos unless you're going to get there bismano on time. If you're not going to get there on time, then you're not Mechal Shabbos. What about the other question? Doesn't our Mishnah sound like it's too late? No. Says the Rebel Yashiv, all the Rambam is saying is that if they didn't do it in time, then it's Me'ubar. But they could do it now. But it just means it's not automatic. It's not like if Beis Din sees it and they didn't get to say Mekudesh, it's automatic. No, that's all the Mishnah means. Of course, if they come, if they do it later tonight or they do it a week later, that's also gonna work. Of a below kitchum, don't think that it's automatic just because they saw. And he says, Vidok, and this is, I think, good ways to answer the problems that the Ritva has with the Rambam. Okay, let's continue. Says the other comment of the Ritva, maybe we'll just leave this and maybe I'll explain it later if there's time, when the Mishnah says, Ra'u Shlosha, Vahin Bezdim, three saw it, only three people saw it. Who are these three people? The Ritva says, Smuchin. They have to be Smuchin, meaning people who have Smicha going all the way back to Moshe Rabbeinu. Right, it's not just Hed Yotos, it's Smuchin. Okay, we'll see later if we have time to get back to that. Okay, we continue, says the Gemara. So the Gemara first just clarifies, as we explained it in the Mishnah. The first line of the Mishnah is three different cases. It says Reu Bezdin, V'chal Yisrael. It's not the same case, because if it's the same case, then Bezdin is part of Kal Yisrael. You wouldn't have to say Bezdin. So Keni Masnisa, O Bezdin, O Kal Yisrael. Fine. Now we have a machlokas, Rabbi Zeira and Rabbi Ba, in the name of Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Two statements, and the rest of the Amr is going to talk about supporting one or supporting the other. Rabbi Zeira, Rabbi Ami, b'shem Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Rabbi Zeira says, Ma'amamin al hanire la'abro, ve'ein ma'amamin al shalo nire l'kadsho. Ma'amamin will translate as intimidate and scare. Says the first day, Rabbi Zeira, in the name of Rabbi Shua ben Levi, we intimidate if Adim Soab, the moon, but Beis Din realizes that it's better not to be Mekadesh today. You know, based on calendar issues, so Beis Din could scare them to not come until tomorrow. Right, Beis Din could do that. Beis Din, Ma'amin al-Anira, they could be Ma'amin on those who saw La'abro to delay it so to be Ma'aber. But they can't do the other way. Ain Ma'amin al-Shalanira L'Kacho. What if there are Adim and Beis Din is going to go, you know what, could you testify that you saw the moon? What are you talking about? I didn't see the moon. No. We need you. We need you to testify that you saw the moon. Can Beis Din do that? Says the first day, no. They didn't see the moon. What are you talking about? You can intimidate to delay them, but you can't intimidate to be mocked in them. If they didn't see the moon, they didn't see the moon. Rabbi Ba, Rabbi Chiya, B'Shem, Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Rabbi Ba says the opposite. Ma'amamin al shalonir al akacho. Beis Din could go over to two Adim who are an Adim. They didn't see anything. And they could tell them and convince them, come on, testify. Come on, testify. And I know you didn't see the moon, but we need to be Mekadesh the Yom today. We need to make day 30 to day 1. You didn't see the moon? Don't worry about it. You know, make it up. So that we could do, Lakacho, but we can't do the other way. But if Adam saw the moon, then we're not allowed to intimidate them to delay them. They saw it, they gotta testify today. Right? They saw it. That's the machlokas. Let's, I guess, do a little more, and then we'll talk about what kind of svara is that. Isn't that like Adus Sheker? Right, if they're making it up, so we'll have to see. But let's continue first. Let's get through this. So Masnisa, Pthigar Reb Zeira. So first we have one problem with Reb Zeira, who was number one, and then we have three problems with the second day. So number one, Masnisa, Pthigar Reb Zeira, our Mishnah seems to be against Reb Zeira. Right? What did Reb Zeira say? Reb Zeira says, you're allowed to delay them, but you're not allowed to be mocked in them. So 1 second, what did our Mishnah say? Reu, Bezim Chal Yisrael Nechre, Edim L'Spikal Lomar Mekudah, Shashach HaShecha, Harei Zem U'ubar. Our Mishnah says, if it's too late, it's too late. Mipnei Shach HaShecha, what does that sound like? If it's too late, if it's already dark, then you can't be Ma'aber, right? Because if you didn't get the same Mekudah, I'm sorry, if it's dark already, then you can't be Mekadesh. Or you can't say day 30 is day 1. You missed it. Halo Im Lo HaShecha sounds like, if it's not Shkia yet, right? It's still day 30 and it's not too late yet. Then lo, then you don't say it's Me'ubar, meaning you have to be Mekadesh this day. Sounds like for our Mishnah, if it's not too late, this is what you gotta do. You gotta make today into day one. So Hada Amra, Eimamamin as an Elanir Labra. It sounds like you're not allowed to push it off. You don't intimidate or scare if they saw it Labro. So our Mishnah sounds like against Rebbe Zeira, right? That was the first one. Rebbe Zeira who says you're allowed to scare them to delay. Doesn't sound that way for our Mishnah. Sounds like if you didn't lose the deadline, then you got to do it. One. Now the Gemara says, Masisa, now we have three possible kashas on Rebbe Ba. Rebbe Ba is the, I'm sorry, that was, that was Rebbe Zeira and the kasha on Rebbe Zeira. So now we have three questions on Rebbe Ba. Rebbe Ba was the second view. What was the second view? You're allowed to scare them to lie, basically, to say that they saw the moon even though they didn't see the moon. But you're not allowed to ask them to, right? You're allowed to ask them to be makdib. You're not allowed to ask them to delay. That was Rabbi Ba. So the question is the following. We have three, and then we'll try to get to some of the svara. So number one, Kasha, out of three. Yacholim hayat sarech shnei yamim. You might think, if Bezdin sees that Yom Kippur is going to be messed up, right? We don't want Yom Kippur on Friday or Sunday. That's not going to be good. According to our calendar, it can't happen. But we try not to. You don't want to go from fasting to major eating and the, it's not good. So what if Bezdin sees that they're 2 days off? They're 2 days off. So is Bezdin allowed to be Mekadesh day 32? Let's say. So we're going to say no. You can never be Mekadesh day 32. So Yachalam Hayetzor Shnei Yamim Nosun Lo Shnei Yamim. You might think too. Tama Lomar. Switch that word. Yom. Ein Lo Ela Yom Echad Bavad. Only one day. You're only allowed to make day 31 into day one. That's it. You can make day 30 into day one. You can make day 31 into day one. You can't make day 30 into day one. But 1 second. Hada Amra. This sounds like a Ma'amal and Shalonir Alakajo. This kind of implies that you can't cause them to lie earlier. Cause why? Cause then that would be another option. If Bezdin is allowed to intimidate Edim who didn't see the moon to make them come and testify that they saw the moon. So that would be another option. It's another way to get another day off. You're like, oh, you can't do day 32. Okay. Just do 2 days earlier. That would be another way to break up Yom Kippur from Shabbos. But that's not an option here. It must be. It's not allowed. Must be. You can't do that. First problem with Rebbe Ba. Number two. Masnisa pligal Rebbe Ba. The following is also. Following Bryce seems to be against Rebbe Ba. Again, Rebbe Ba who says you can make it up. Could have Bezdin intimidate them to come and be mocked him. You might think just like you could do Iber Hashana. For all the different reasons, for the seasons and the grain is not ready yet, all the reasons given in Maseches Sanhedrin, and we had some of them earlier here. You might think just like you're allowed to add on a month to the year because of a need. So you might think also you could play around with the month, with the extra day because of its tzarech. You might think you could play around with that. Tamalom, no. You can't play around with that. Hachodesh. Hachodesh, achar hachodesh yinochen. You gotta see it. What does that sound like? You gotta see it. You can't intimidate that to make it up. Hadamra, ein ma'amamin al shalonir alakacho. Right? You're not allowed to intimidate if they didn't see it to be Makadiship. Number two. And number three. Third. Masnisa pligar Rebbe Ba. The third brisa that seems to be against Rebbe Ba. Yachulam lo nira sahal levana lishna yamim. You might think, similar to the first brisa, you might think that you didn't see the moon. It was cloudy, or not cloudy, or it was small, whatever it is. You didn't see the moon at all. You didn't see it on day 30. You didn't see it on day 31. So you might think if you didn't see it, kachi kacho tzachodesh lishna yamim, you might think, okay, day 32, the first day you saw the moon, you might think that that's the day. Meaning you might think it actually only goes by re'iyah. You might think it goes by when you see the moon. That it has to be day 32, tam alomar. So we're going to go with the carbon eidas girsa here, right? Tam alomar yom. Ein li ela yom echad belvad. As we said before, you can't do day 32. Even though you didn't see it until day 32, you're not Mekadesh day 32. You can only add on one, which is making it a 30-day month, not a 31-day month. So what does that sound like? Mipnei, we'll skip five words, Mipnei shalo nirasa. Right? The reason, because it wasn't seen, that's why you go back a day and you declare day 31 as Rosh Chodesh. Ha'im nirasa. But if you think you're gonna see it, on day 31, lo, then you can't make the earlier day 30 into Rosh Chodesh. If you didn't see it on day 29 or day 30 or day 31, and you only saw it on day 32, then you can go back to day 31 because it can't be more than that. But if you didn't see it on day 29, you didn't see it on day 30, you can't just make today Rosh Chodesh. You gotta wait. Maybe you'll actually see it on day 31. So again, hada amrei ma'amamin al shalonira lekacho. Sounds like from there that you're not allowed to intimidate in order to make the Edom come if they didn't see it. Fine. One more line, and then we'll make Teyas Svara. So the Gemara ends up saying, now, maybe there's not really a full machlokas here. Havibun Meimer, the Talmidim wanted to say, velo pligin. Maybe it is, not a full machlokas between the, different days, Rabbi Ba and Rabbi Zira. They only argue about whether you're allowed to delay. Maybe the machlokas is, if the Edom saw it, do we kind of like delay them not to come till the next day? But maybe in terms of being mocked in, making premature declarations, without seeing it, maybe everybody agrees it just depends on the month. Depends on the month. When Rabbi Zeira says that you can't do that, you can't make it up. You can't tell them to lie. So that's the other months, which aren't as crucial. Maybe what Rabbi Ba said, that you are ma'amamin. You do intimidate in order to make the Edom come, even if they didn't see. So maybe that's only Nisan or Tishrei, which are the crucial ones for the Takanas HaMoados. Period. Stop there for a minute. The big shiloh that all the Achronim ask here is, what? You're allowed to possibly go to Edom and say, I know you didn't see the moon, but you know what? Come to Bezin and say you saw the moon, but we didn't see it. Yeah, but we need Rosh Chodesh today. So come and testify. What are they doing there? So we have to remember, really, if Bezdin says, remember we had earlier, if Bezdin says Mekudesh Mekudesh without having any Edim, it works. It works. There's a special just din that you have to go through this process, but it's not that you need the Edim Le'ikuva. Says the, I'll read it from the Emek Bracha says this on page Ayin Aleph in Kiddush HaChodesh. L'chara kasha, eich mutter la'ayem ala edem sheyomer re'inu al vishal ro'u, v'arei ze edes sheker, v'over malo sana b'rechet sheker. It's edes sheker. Like, what kind of havamina? What's going on here? So he says, we know that if Bezdin, we learned earlier, what happens if Bezdin is Bekadish l'chodesh based on edem and they turn out to be edem zomamin? We had that earlier. Guess what? It still works. Even though it's Edom Zomamin, Harezim Mekudosh, She'ein Medaktakin Be'edis HaChodesh. Right? Why? Because Mida Raisa, you don't need Yerushalmi V'Chakira. And then he quotes, Are Yerushalmi? Quotes Are Yerushalmi. Ha Da'ache Da'chal HaKiddush Hainu Mitam, Tekach Nemer Halacha, Ein Medaktakin Be'edis HaChodesh, Vim Gam Edi Sheker Mo'al Eduzim Edi Kiddush HaChodesh. That's called Kiddush HaChodesh Al Pi Edim. Even, you have to go through this ceremony of two people saying that they saw the moon and Bezdin listening to them and be Mekadish based on what they said, even though it could turn out that they're false. So the Chiddush here is that you could even tell them to be false. Isn't that a violation of Losana? If Bezdin's telling you to do it, there's no Isser. There's only an Isser of Losana if there's an Isser of lying here. But there's no Isser of lying here. Al-Kalchanira, de Be'edus HaChodesh Leka Klaha Lav de Losana. Says the Emek Bracha. Unbelievable. Kivan de Gam Edus Sheker Moil Be'edus HaChodesh. You need Edus. It could be false Edus. But all you did, you have to go through the process of Edom saying they saw the moon and Bezdin saying, okay, V'yal Yisr Midvar Sheker Tircha Kari Huta L'Tzarchei Mitzvah V'yal Karcha Shaper Mutala Ayim. That's what the Emek Bracha says. And if you want to also look in the Kilas Yaakov, the Stipler also says it here in Simin Chaf. He says, "Afilum tibsalomar damei the sheker be'edus achodesh ka'avar losana." Even if you want to say, "No, what if the Edom came and made up their own story without Bezdin getting involved?" So you might say, if they weren't asked to, they do violate the sheker. You can't just come and make up a story. But if Bezdin asks you to come make up the story, so that's different. That's different. He says, "Aval hechasha Bezdin atzman ma'ayim alem sheyidu al achodesh." You don't even need this, so you can be mechalik between Bezdin asking you. It's not totally no losana here. Okay, Rabbi Omer Nisan lo masara miyamav. Rabbi says Nisan. That means Nisan. This means Nisan was never 2 days, meaning Adar was always chaser. Adar was always 29 days. Says the Gemara, what do you mean? Didn't we learn about Tanin? We learned in Shkalim, Imba Chodesh Bismano. If, talking about like, going to use the new Shkalim, if it happened, if it came Bismano, the Gemara says, yeah, Imba Loba. You're right, there's an if, but it never happened. Also, Rav Amar Tishrei Lo Nisaber Miyamav. Similar Rav says also, Tishrei, meaning Elul. Elul was always 29 days. Vatanin and Imaya Chodesh Meubar, Imaya Lohaya. You're right, the Mishnah says, if this happens, but it never happened. And what about this case? The following Brisa. Ukshikitsu Shachana Ba'usha B'yom HaRishon. The Brisa says, when they were Makadish the Shana in Usha, one of the places where the Sanhedrin was, on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, Aver B'shit B'yishua B'dosha Rabbi Yochanan Broka, Amar K'divir Yochanan Nuri. Remember there's a machlokas later on in the Mishnah. How do you split up Kiddush Hayom, right, Ata Kadosh, and Malchus Achronis and Shofros? Malchus Achronis and Shofros, and Kiddushas Hayom of Rosh Hashanah. How do you split it up? Do you do Malchus without the Kadosh? Do you do, it's a whole Machlokas of Yochanan Nuri and Rabbi Akiva, which we'll get to by the Shem later. So the Brisa does a story. On the first day of Rosh Hashanah, the Chazan did like Rabbi Yochanan Nuri. We didn't do that in Yavne, Rav Shimon Gamliel said. B'yom HaSheni, Avar Rabbi Chanina, B'yom HaSheni, B'yom HaSheni, B'yom HaSheni, B'yom HaKiva. On the second day, they went like the other Tana. Guess nothing was in the Shulchan Aruch yet, so it was whatever you choose. Avar Rav Shimon Gamliel, Keno Yidnogam Yavne, that's what we used to do. But what do you see from this Brisa? You're talking about one day and 2 days. V'atani Kitshu Barishon HaBesheni. Doesn't it sound like first day, second day Rosh Hashanah? It sounds like it wasn't always 29 days. If you're holding 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, doesn't that mean that the first day is day 30 and the second day is day 1? Doesn't that mean that? Reb Zeir, Reb Shem, Reb Chizda, Osa Hashanah Niskalkala. No, they messed up that year. For some reason, they were no egg Rosh Hashanah on day 29. Right? That's why they met. It was 29 and 30, which nothing to do with, so it was a mess up that year. Or, Mal Barisha, Mal Bashani, or, no, what is 1 and 2? It doesn't mean the same year. Rabbi Abba, Bashem Rav, Shana Rishona, Vishana Shnia. It was 2 different years. That's what it was. 1 year. I mean, there's only 1 day Rosh Hashanah each time, because it was always 29 day Elul. Vatani, Biyom Arishon, Biyom Hashani. Doesn't it say day 1, day 2? Okay, no answer given to that. But you could say, it means the second year. Not such a difficult, kasha to answer. Period. Kitshu called them Lizman Olachar Yiburo Yom Echad. Just clarifying what we said before. If you try to be Mekadesh too early or too late, it's not going to work. Even if you want to say Bezdin has some flexibility, you can't make day 29 Rosh Chodesh, and you can't make day 32 Rosh Chodesh. Yachol Yeh Mekudesh, you might think it works. Tamalomar Osam. Osam Eileh Moadai. These days, either 30 or 31. Ein Eileh Moadai. But these extra ones aren't. Lefnez Mano Esrim Betisha Yom. What is too early? 29. La'achar Yiburo Shloshim V'Shnayim Yom. On day 32. Those are not allowed. How do you know, though, that Bezin does have flexibility by Iber Hashanah, that if you know there are people that are traveling for the Biola Regal and they're still on the way, they didn't get to where they need to get to yet, you're allowed to Tabalomar, Bnei Yisrael, .. Moadai. Asei, Asamoado, Shiasu, Osan, Kol Yisrael. So Kol Yisrael could come and take part. Where's the border? Amar Shul Bar Nachman, Vehein Shehigiyu, Lenahar Pras. If they got to the Euphrates in the northeast on their way, so then you hear they're on their way, so then you'd be Ma'aber, so that they would be able to come. Period. Okay, we'll have to stop here, but Hashem will continue next time.